I have been here.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
My meeting with Janet Joyce was, as you've heard, made under a hail of bullets. Apparently, she was to be disposed of, probably on account of her picking up a little disc of Ivorine stamped with a scorpion. Max Spellman, owner of the Arcadia nightclub, seemed to want this very badly, and almost assassinated the girl. Fortunately, I was able to hand her over for safekeeping to Barbara. Then I contacted Charlie Austin, and in the wee small hours we entered the club, somewhat feloniously, but were surprised by Spellman and his cover man, Alec. Luckily, a chance turned up, and between us, we emerged the victors after a short battle in Spellman's office.
Here's the sword, Mr. Hicks.
Good. During our little fracas, Charlie, this was knocked off the wall and fell out of the scabbard. Incidentally, our unconscious friend Spellman has, as I just pointed out, quite a collection of weapons on his wall. But to return to the sword that fell off. Do you notice anything?
Powdery, eh?
Yes. Be careful not to sniff any of it. That powder, my friend, is a narcotic. Cocaine, heroin, or what have you.
Dope.
Definitely. Very astute of our friend, Charlie. Look around you. Mills bombs, swords in scabbards, daggers, jackknives. Take any one down and... lo and behold.
Blimey. There's a fortune here, isn't there?
Are you getting ideas? Tut, tut, tut.
Straight. I wouldn't handle the stuff for a million.
That's fine. Well, now, hang the sword back. Good. The moment has come, my Charlie, when we pay a little attention to our unconscious friend.
Let's kick him to death.
Charlie, where do you get your Mickey Spillanes from? No, old chap. We frisk them. And how? Frisk them to the skin, even to the cavities of their very objectionable teeth. You take Alec, and I'll take friend Max Spellman.
If we happen to disturb them, we pat them back to sleep.
The very idea.
Yeah. This chap Alec must have had a good day. 20 quid in his pocket.
Get his wallet if he has one. Turn it inside out. Strip it.
Nothing much else. And I'm through to the skin. Shall I pull a few hairs off his chest as a souvenir?
By Jove, got one.
Got what, Mr. Hicks?
Look among your souvenirs, Charlie, or rather Alex. Did you find anything like this?
Yes, here it is. Smaller, art-shaped disc affair.
What's it got stamped on it?
Oh, looks like a fish.
Pisces the fish.
Eh?
Now, look at this one I found on Max.
A lion, by the looks of it.
You're quite right, Charles. Leo the lion. This Spellman looks to me like the boss of an outfit of 12.
Ain't you doing a bit of rambling, Mr. Hicks?
Somehow I don't think so, Charlie. Sorry I can't explain just now, but I'll tell you this much. There are 12 signs of the zodiac. I have inadvertently come upon 3 people carrying 3 of them on Ivorine discs.
All Greek to me.
At present, yes, but listen. All 3 I've come in contact with have been connected with this Arcadia nightclub.
Lottery tokens, maybe, eh?
And the main office of the club is a cache for illicit drugs.
And what do we do about it?
Nothing for the moment, except tie our good friends up very securely and get a move on out of here. Now, get busy. All right, Charlie. Douse the light, close and lock the door. By the way, there's Alex 20 quid on the table.
There is.
And about 50 of Spellman's. Bring it along. It's not a fortune, but it'll help. Right. Now the door.
Help! Did you hear that, Mr. X?
Was that someone calling?
Help! Help!
Watch out for a trap, Mr. Hicks.
Of course. Let's move in that direction. Quiet.
Help! Help!
Getting warm.
Certainly nearer. Carry on.
Over this way! Help!
Just near us, I reckon.
Help!
I know. Charlie, it's under the band rostrum.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Help me. Under band. Go from the back.
Right. Coming.
Careful, Mr. Hicks.
You bet. Look, we've got to get to the back. Oh, dash it. The rostrum's only about 3 feet high. Come on. Now we crawl.
You still there?
Yes. Yes, over here.
Charlie, you go left, I'll go right. If it's a trap, we can't both get caught. Now, get a wriggle on.
Hurry.
Well, you're no trap for them. Tied up and bashed.
Get me out. Help me.
All right, Charlie, lend a hand. This bloke's nearly out to it. Heave. Heave. Heave.
Well, we're all clear now.
Get your knife, Charlie. He's bound up like a mummy.
Made a proper job of him.
Thanks, chaps. I don't know how long I've been in there.
Who are you?
Oh.
Confound it, he's fainted. I say, Charlie, we've got to get him out of here. Look, son, pull yourself together. Come on, come on. Who are you?
Sir.
Go on, man, try.
Service.
Jonathan Service. Great Scott, I've got it. Look, fella, we'll get you onto that lounge. Go on. You'll be comfortable there. That's it.
Good.
Now, don't move. It'll be dangerous for you. Get me? Now, stay here until we get back.
Thanks.
See you in a few moments. Come on, Charlie. Back to the lion's den.
He ain't a decoy.
By Jove, no. You just listen to me. That fellow, unless I'm much mistaken, is so full of information of value that Scotland Yard is going to run out a red carpet when he arrives.
The Yard?
Yes, Charlie. None other but. For your private ear, that nearly bumped-off specimen is none other than Jonathan Service, Inspector, Special Branch.
Is that so?
If it isn't, I'll eat Max Spellman and his little friend Alec. Now, here we are, and keep your eyes open. Well, well, well. How are we feeling now, Max? Take the gags out, Mr. Austin. Don't be too careful with the dentures.
Come on, you lugs. Open for Daddy.
I'll get you for this.
Somehow I don't think so.
Listen, what's your lurk? If a few quid can square things...
Neither 100 quid nor 1,000 quid will square things. I'm not trading with a dope peddler.
No such thing in the arcade.
I formed my own opinion about that, Mr. Leo the Lion.
Leo? How...
Shut up. I want to have a word with little Alec here, alias Pisces the Fish.
I ain't saying nothing.
No? Charlie, try the old jugular vein treatment.
Eh?
Better speak, pal.
This hurts.
Release the pressure, Mr. Austin.
I shan't speak.
Charlie, just a little more, Mr. Austin.
No. Ooh.
Watch this, Spellman. It might be your turn.
No.
How now, Alec? Nod your head.
Ooh.
Aha, he nods. Fine. So, how was it you were travelling around with a Scotland Yard identification card, one belonging to Inspector Service?
He was nosing around here.
Hold your tongue, Alec.
Shut up, you. He was on duty, is that what you mean?
Yes. Nosing around.
So you bumped him off and impersonated him?
You damn fool. I told you to go gently.
I did.
Your idea of gently is all wrong. I regret to say, Alec, he's dead.
No!
I just found him under the band rostrum.
I tell you, I only stunned him.
Tied him up and left him without food and water. That's murder, Alec.
No.
And that brings you into the picture, Spellman. You're an accessory. Understand that?
It's not so.
You can't get out of it, rat. You see, all the evidence is against you.
What evidence?
The evidence that the Arcadia is a depository of dope. A distribution center with 12 operators. Yourself, Leo the Lion.
Didn't look like a lion now, does he?
I tell you, you're raving.
It's you who are doing the raving, Spellman. Now listen to you. You'll write me 12 names.
I won't.
You will. 3 of them I know. Yourself, Alec here, and the sax player, Art Jennings. He, incidentally, is Scorpio. I, by the way, have these 3 tokens. Take a look at them.
By heavens, if I could move, I'd tear you limb from limb.
But you can't move, my dear fellow. So what? Now, just stay there like nice little lions and fishes till I come back.
Alec, if I could get out of this, there'd be another murder.
Sir, mister, don't leave me alone here with him.
Shut up. Oh, just a little token of my esteem, gentlemen. A grey goose feather. Come on, Charles.
What are you talking about?
Lock the door.
Just a couple of lovebirds.
Do you know something, Charlie?
I don't know nothing. I'm in a daze.
I myself am terribly relieved. You see, I've just found out I didn't knock out a policeman.
I don't get it.
Sometime you will. Now, back to our invalid, Jonathan Service. Well, how do you feel?
Fair. Blight is fair done up. What do we do?
We get him outside. You get my car. and take him to your place and hide him. He won't give you any trouble. It'll be a week before he'll be fit again. And don't let him see your face. Right?
Right.
You again?
Yes, Inspector. We're like a pair of importunate lovers, aren't we? This constant phoning.
Fine time of night you choose to ring me. All right, spill whatever it is.
Well, there's nothing to spill yet. I'm just making the inquiry.
Go on, go on.
When is your birthday? The date?
Thinking of sending me one of your confounded feathers?
Well, that is a thought. But seriously, the date, please.
The 27th of May. And I hope to see you hung, drawn, and quartered on that day.
Well, how very savage you sound, which is quite unusual for Gemini.
For what?
Gemini, Inspector. Gemini, yes. That is the sign of the zodiac under which you were born.
Confound it, man. You've got me out of bed for that.
There's more to come. Don't be impatient. In your post this morning, there will be three little ivory discs, each with a zodiac sign. Leo the lion, Pisces the fish, and Scorpio the scorpion. There are 9 more to come. The whole 12 are identification discs of a ring of dope traffickers. Yes, dope traffickers. Good night, Inspector.
It is apparent now that Fletcher has probed to some effect. But can he find the 9 remaining discs and their owners? That's a point we'll learn in the next adventure of The Grey Goose.